So question three was, ironically, at the same time as mankind, humankind, heads toward its numerical apex, sperm counts are plummeting to shockingly low levels, with modern industrial life looking to be the most likely culprit. What do I make of that jagged juxtaposition? How do you see this contradiction ending? Some are certainly ready to believe that technological advances will soon make any children of men scenario impossible. A few I very much doubt you share. I don't know what children of men is, so I'm going to skip that. But the other parts, what I can say about sperm counts plummeting to shockingly low levels is, so far as humans go, thank God, thank the Earth, thank Goddess, thank endocrine disruptors in this case. Frankly, anything that reduces human sperm levels at this point here's the thing, is my loyalty is always to the natural world and always to what will this world look like when this culture is done with its overshoot and drawdown. And any fewer human babies, especially in the industrialized nations, is a good thing. Having said that, this also makes me very concerned because this is being done by endocrine disruptors and toxification of the total environment, it's happening not just to humans. And non-humans who are already stressed by so many different factors and whose populations have gone down 50% in the last 40 years or more, they can't afford this. And when humans are adding an additional 300 and some thousand people to the planet every day, we can afford a low sperm count. How do I see that contradiction ending? I see it ending the same way that all the other contradictions end, having to do with this culture, which is with the collapse of human population through, I don't know what means. I don't know if it's going to be through plague or, I mean, I don't know if it's through a virus, a fungus, collapse of crops, antibiotic resistance. I don't know. This would be a very interesting time to be a bacteria or a virus who wants to study what happens to your subjects. In this case, the study subjects are humans. When you pack them into basically factory farms, which is what cities are factory farms for human beings, for the various predators on humans, the bacteria and virus. And it'll be very interesting to see how that all plays out. I don't know from a human perspective if interesting is the word you want to use. I see it playing out the same way these all play out, that humans will continue to do what at this point humans are best at doing, which is to deny the situation and continue to act as if this can go on forever until it no longer is going on forever. And then they will continue to pretend that it can go on forever until it's clear to every other being on the planet that it can't go on forever. And then they will continue to try to go on forever. And every day they do this will make the eventual human caring capacity that much lower.